Here I am, the Pope of Punk, playing with one of my many toys while waiting for Frank and the people at Lover to get it together for listeners and lovers of Maximum Rock and Roll Revisited. Here we are with tape number 82, 58 minutes of non-stop real music, none of this softy stuff that Lover normally has on its airwaves. So, folks, get ready for Timmy and Ruthie and Jeff of Maximum Rock and Roll from Yonder Days. The guest today is Mechanic Destructive Commando. We have acts from Southern California, from England, Northern Cal, and from the East Coast, plus from Brazil. So here's tape.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll. That was a band out of Texas called DRI, or USDRI, I'm not sure which, doing How to Act, and let's start tonight's show with some stuff from Southern California. There's been a real absence of new bands from down there. A lot of vinyl coming out and tapes coming out of existing bands. So this is off a new compilation out of Riverside called Try a Dull Knife. The band is The Sins, Born to Plagiarize.
Thank you.
Okay, one of the better new bands out of Southern California, that was Anti doing Fight War Not Wars off their LP, which is called I Don't Want to Die in Your War. Before that, No Crisis doing Change Your Name off the You Can't Argue with Success compilation. A new single from a group called The Joneses, who had a track previously on the BYO, Someone's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight compilation album, sounding like the New York Dolls or Red Cross there. And The Sins started it out off that cassette compilation. Okay, Ruth.
Okay, well, it was supposed to be the latest things from England this week, except that it was a bad week for England. But here's
bad
a new...
Year.
Bad year? Well, we can argue that later, but here's a new single from Riot Clone.
We didn't care, and we didn't know what to do.
Okay, that was the Subhumans doing a track off of the Wessex 82 sampler. That song was called No Thanks. From the Mau Mau's last EP, that song was Why Do We Suffer? The Ejected did What Happened in Brighton. And Riot Clone with their great new EP, that song was Stereotypes.
Okie dokie. Jeff?
Oh, okay. Well, we got another California set here. We're going to start with local band called Please Stay, great band, and the name of the song is Rich Punks. Okay, Police State. Next up, let's see. We got Ribsy from San Jose. Yeah, I'm gonna get it together tonight. This should be off their upcoming 12-inch, I assume. And the name of the song is Cyanide Pill. Thank you. Great song from Ribsy. They're really developing nicely. That's a really, really hot song.
Leave my ears.
Well, you know, I had to think of some ridiculous thing to say. Okay, we got to talk in between the tapes. That's the explanation for this. Next up, we got Double Cross from Sonoma. Okay, pretty awesome stuff from Double Cross. They're going to be a great band one of these days. That's what I would say.
They already are.
They are. But what I mean is they're going to be an awesome band. Let's move up in the additival level here. Okay, now next we got a new tape from The Unaware, also from down San Jose way. And this song is called Teargrass Raid at City Hall. I like that title. Okay, The Unaware from the South Bay. Not quite as funny as some of their older stuff, but a lot more powerful and a lot tighter. And our final tape in this series is Captain America and the Avengers from Fresno with Assertive Discipline.
Assertive Discipline! From the Empire Blitzball. But they say thought it's cool. Now I'm back, Bob.
Okay, Captain America and the Avengers from the California Heartlands, and that ends our cassette set from Northern California.
Wir im Leben machen, machen wir auf der Bühne auch und umgekehrt auch. Okay, Rhythmus der Musik.
What I'm really trying to get from you is a feeling of what it's like to be in a divided city where you have the Soviet on one side.
Fear.
Yeah.
Oh, we have even inside.
That's the only feeling I have in Berlin, fear. You have four different kinds of soldiers. You have French soldiers, American, English ones, and Russians. And all these four different kinds of soldiers are controlling the city.
Yeah.
Actually, we have our own Berlin law, which is different from the German law, from the West German law, because Berlin is in the middle of East Germany, and East Germany and West Germany are splitted. So you have West Germany, you have a border. Then comes East Germany, which is East Germany, yeah. Then you have this town of Berlin. The town of Berlin is a circle, a wall is built around the town of Berlin. Then you have a death zone, which means you have traps there and shepherds, and you have watchtowers, automatic shooting machine and towers. And you have a second wall, which is actually the border around East Berlin.
They have a minefield around the city, you know, things like that. They have these minefields around, you know, and it's a real heavy situation in this town, right?
Every Tuesday you can see driving the American soldiers with about four jeeps, and each jeep with a machine gun on top of the jeep, in front of the jeep, on a trunk, and patrolling around the city. Then you can see twice a year big battle, a street battle, exercise, house fighting, because when there's a war, the only situation to defend Berlin is house fighting. Huh? So they practice house fighting there.
Yeah,
and you get out of your house and go and get yourself some bread in the morning, and what you see is a war.
You're living in the American sector.
They have really special parts in the town where they are practicing, you know, these street fighting things, you know, rotten houses, and they run around like screaming and things like that, you know, with machine guns and knives on it, you know, and things like that, you know, just for exercise, you know.
How
you can see these people acting, that's a big deal.
That must be frightening.
Oh, yeah.
How does it feel, or what is your view on being in between these two powers, the Soviet Union?
Oh, it gives me
Union.
Power back, you know.
Yeah.
It's
a need to survive you have there. I mean, there's so many demonstrations during 365 days of a year. You have in Berlin about 200 demonstrations against Samson, huh? And some of them got so worse that it's really war. You live away about 2 miles away from the fighting place where the battle is going on, and you can't get off the house because your eyes will turn red and your nose starts snorting because of tear gas and of the chemical aces they use, which is against law anyway, but they use it, huh? And so it's real war situation, and the fear we have to turn the fear.
The voices, the sounds, you know, like bomb, bomb, bomb things, and really it's pretty hard sometimes. But they're really afraid to go out, to leave your flat, you know, because you hear all these sounds coming from the street up to your place, you know, and you know.
That's
sometimes
a word.
Sometimes you go out to have some fun, you know, to smell the tear gas, you know, and
got beat up
sounds,
and put
you
in
know,
jail.
A pretty good time, right?
What is your opinion on one way or the other about America?
I guess it's worse to go to America as to go to Russia, because it took us a very long time to get our visas to America, and finally, on the final point where every papers we have been together, the guy in the embassy, the ambassador, asked us, looked straight in our eyes, "You ever been caught by the police?" We said, "No, sir, not us." Then he asked us, "You guys take any dope?" We said, "No, sir, we never do." Then he gave us our passports and gave us our passport with the stamps on it. And
no,
so
come on. In
here.
Fact, I mean, it's much closer to Moscow than to Washington, for instance. You know, that's the reason why.
You can go to Czechoslovakia in about 2 hours. It's about you sit yourself in a train, and 2 hours later you get out here in the middle of the communist world.
I mean, to live in Berlin is just like to live in an island right between middle and the east, you know, sort of.
It is an island.
It is exactly island situation, you know. You can't escape, you can't...
Do you feel alienated by both sides?
No, we see ourselves in the middle of between. We have a few our own points, because if you cross the border, you go 20 years backwards, huh? That's it, huh?
Another thing that I was thinking about was there seems to be a real pressure on you as musicians and a lot of other musicians to be anti-fascist, that if there's any intonation of power or fascism in your music or any kind of art that's put out, that it's...
No, the only thing we use is power and output. And if this is not fascist behavior...
No, I'm not accusing you of being fascist. I'm saying that... that a lot of people seem to be looking at that real...
Yeah, they use,
Five people spread-legged on stage, right, is sort of fascism. I mean, you know, we put our stuff over to them, which makes people think, you know, these guys are fascists, you know, and we are not. They're not, these people from the audience are mostly not able to listen into the lyrics, you know, they don't think, you know, they just come to our performances, drink all that booze. In fact, they drink all that stuff, you know, taking drugs and things like that. And, you know, they see people on stage, you know, acting like fascists, using all these fascist items, like, you know, a real good, you know, how can I say? Yeah, once we uniformed ourselves, you know, and you know, we do not deal with that stuff, you know, but we use it. We use stuff like from the fascist regime.
As provocation,
regime,
to break up the roots of
provocation, you know, just to make them think.
Yes, that's make them think. Yeah. What's going on with fascists?
Want to make people think.
What's going on with fascism in Germany is that all the time before, every radio station, every newspaper, and every mass media have been shooting about the communists, the Red Arm Faction, like Bader Meinhof-Bande. They've been afraid of the big communism and fighting, and they've been afraid of communism and of anarchism and of everything. And nobody took care for about, since 1945, when the war was finished, nobody was taking care about fascism. The old fascists got back into government, got back into... All the things of industry and everything, they went back into their positions. And for 25 years, nobody was even able to teach you in the school about fascism. Everybody was afraid. They put it away, fascism. And now, the repression is the same as in America. There are many people unemployed. And so some weirdos of Nazis come around and tell all these unemployed kids,
we give you jobs.
We give you everything.
Your money.
And all this,
believe
what you're not
us,
able to
you
get,
know,
has
like
been
that.
Taken away from foreigners. And so these little kids listen and see, well, that's true. Then they tell them, you are Irish. You are something better as those creeps, as those Turkish guys, and as those foreign
Chinese
guys. So these kids see something in front of them. And so... most things of the Nazis are now little circles, and they overtake the work style of the Bader Meinhof-Bande, which means they work in the underground. They don't come in parties anymore, like parties. They have parties like Partei. Yeah. They don't reorganize no more. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Nazi organization is the young Nazis says the Nazi organization is just too less. They don't have enough power.
Okay, we gotta wind this up. Two things. One is that you are touring the United States.
Yes.
Go listen to MDK's music, which is real fine. I swear.
We can't explain it. You have to see it.
I have to hear it.
The other thing is that you are putting it out a new record, which we have a tape here tonight.
On Rough
right?
Trade. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come
right.
on, let's listen to
should
that.
Should be available in about 2 weeks and comes out on Rough Trade's new American independent label.
Stop talking. Come on.
What's the name of the song we're going to hear?
I guess it's Werewolf.
Okay, great.
We'll be right back.
So we're going to decide to...
Who is going to decide what?
The Mechanic Destructive Commando is deciding to give you a real live performance now at, what's the radio station called? Maximum Rock and Roll, a pretty hard live performance. And now we're going to start with that Banane Zitrone song.
Which is a very Deutscher Volkslied, yes.
In fact. Badida, 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 dida, dum. 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 Badidab, badidab, badida, dida, dum.
Banane, Zitrone, badida, dida, dum.
Badida, dida, dum. Badida, 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 dida, oh God, no, hey, we missed it.
Goodbye.
Well, Jeff, that's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing.
All right, let's go to the East Coast right now. We're going to start out with a cut from the FU's new 12-inch from Boston, Civil Defense.
Thank you.
All right, East Coast there. That was Scream. Hey, wait, wasn't there... Wasn't... Never mind. That was Psycho, who were from Boston doing Contempt. Before that, Scream did Solidarity. That's going to be off their 12-inch out soon. Before that, The Abused, and they're from D.C.
Out now?
Yeah. All right. The Abused, before that, who are from New York doing War Games. Exiled from Maryland did No One Safe, and FU started that out. Quick now, some Brazilian stuff. More of it.
Yeah.
And we're going to start out with the Inocentes doing Morte Nuclear.
Alguém por isso aqui, ó. Sua, acaba, destrua, rebenta tudo. Olha só, cadê? Sangue na calada, sua coragem para o africano. Violência aquela violência, e os fatos que foram violenta. Você vai escondendo, guardado em sol, escondendo, pelo assento, cabrudo. Além do grande desequilíbrio, torturas já foram aplicadas. Violência, cara, violência, sapatos que foram violentados. Tratando, escolhendo, guardando em sol, esquecendo. Ela se joga para o lado. Sobre a sujeira, o ódio se calar. Se calar. Se calar.
Okay, Ojo Seco doing Despero off the Grito Suburbano compilation EP. Before that, Ino Mortal doing Desequilibrio, and the Inocentes started it out, and that's it for Brazil. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll, or you have been, and it's almost done now. If you have tapes or records, information for our fanzine, photos of your band, articles, especially photos, we need a lot more photos, send them to Max R&R, Box 288, Berkeley, California, 94701, Box 288, Berkeley, 94701. We'll end tonight's show with a band out of Milwaukee called the Clit Boys with their satirical song, Time for Another War.
our leaders. Tell us so. It's time for the planet to die. It's time for another war. It's time for pain and blood. Our leaders, tell us so. It's time for the planet to die. Technology and frontier. We're fighting over oil and fishing. They don't be in here. Registration for them. Can't be bad for them. Can't be in the end. Them don't be dying to war. Termination. Technology and frontier. We're fighting over oil and fishing. They don't be in here. Registration for them. Can't be dying to war. Can't be in the end. Them don't be dying to war. God bless America, land of the free, and God bless the war!
I've just been on some awful information by Frank. He said that popes are always senile. I certainly hope he wasn't talking about this pope. Try very hard. And Frank, who lives in the lap of luxury with young women and young men surrounding him, fulfilling his every whim while we mere mortals work our fannies off, trying to bring you some relevant culture from the late 70s and early 80s from San Francisco. In the event that some of you might want to correspond, you can reach me on the internet at info@outspokenideas.com. That's Dirk Dirksen, Pope of Punk. And that's it for this week. In the event that you want to get a copy or discuss the show today, that was tape number 82 of Maximum Rock and Roll. So, sayonara, meet you in outer space. Frankie, to have a toy like I have.